A group of businesses in Kendall Square, Cambridge, say the MBTA is in a state of emergency. The Kendall Square Association has sent a letter to Governor Baker and other state officials asking them to raise revenue for the transit system. Today, Governor Baker outlines his proposal to accelerate capital improvements on the T. For another view on what should be done to fix the troubled T, we spoke with former State Transportation Secretary Jim Aloisi, who told us it's essential the Baker administration bring what he calls accelerated real improvement to the T.
The T itself is admitting that it can't get the capital work out that it needs to because it lacks resources. That means it lacks the revenue necessary to bring those resources in.
What would accelerated real improvement look like from your point of view?
We think there's a significant gap, even in terms of the number that T itself acknowledges is necessary just for repairing and modernizing the system. That's an $8 billion figure. The right number is probably somewhere significantly north of that. We've got some serious improvement and modernization programs, improving commuter rail, electrifying it, making it operate frequently all day long, that will cost money. Those are investments in our future. They need to be made, and we can't wait 20 years to make them. Our economy is at stake, and our quality of life is at stake.
The Baker administration just recently approved $18.3 billion in a capital investment plan. Is that not sufficient?
They can't even get the work out that is scheduled for this year. And what's going to happen is they'll never be able to catch up. What they can't do this year will spill over to next year. That'll add more burden next year. They won't be raising new revenue. And it becomes a vicious cycle. We've seen this before. We cannot accept these recurring failures as the new normal. And the only way out of it is to commit to an unprecedented amount of investment with an accelerated approach to getting this work done so that we're not waiting interminably for the results.
You say that the T is on a path to hit a financial wall sometime in 2021. What'll that be, and what has to happen for the wall, so to speak, to be avoided?
In a filing that they made to the Federal Transit Administration, they demonstrated that their ability to fund the capital needs of the MBTA fell significantly short as early as 2021. I don't know of any credible plan to fill that gap. And that gap will increase as we continue to defer work from one year to the next. So people like me, and I'm not alone in this, I was just saying, look, this is not your fault. No one's blaming anybody. This is decades of disinvestment. But they're the caretakers of the government today. They're the caretakers of the public interest. We've got to address this and acknowledge the reality of it and treat it just like we'd be treating this if this were an emergency on the highway and bridge side. We know what we would do if it was. We did an accelerated bridge program. We need now to have an accelerated public transit repair and modernization program.
Last question. If you were Secretary of Transportation, what would you be calling for right now?
Let's call it a New Deal for transportation in Massachusetts. And I'd want to bring that same kind of energy. So I'd be asking people to work with me to do two things simultaneously, to accelerate work on repairing the T and also building a new inner city rail system that's electrified and fast, connecting the red and blue lines. As simple as that, I think you can rally people around the idea that we're investing in themselves, in their children, in their own future. I'd be making an effort to rally people behind this cause. I think they're ready to do it.
Jim Aloisi, former State Secretary of Transportation, board member of the group Transit Matters, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
It's nice to be with you, Bob.